John 14, John chapter 14, verse 15. If you found your place, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And as I was studying this morning, this one thought kept coming to my mind, and it's just loving God. How do I really love God? And I titled this message, Love in Action. Love in Action. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come, God, you know my heart. You know my ability. You know the importance of this time. God, I simply ask that you would hide me behind the cross. Purge my heart, dear God. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And God, I pray that you would take this simple message and you would use it to do something special in our hearts and lives, Lord. God, I know myself. I need you this morning. And I need this message myself, dear God. And I'm sure that there are others. And God, I pray that your Spirit would have liberty to work. God, I ask that you would bind every opposing power of hell in the name of Jesus, dear God. God, you'd place a hedge of protection around us. And God, if there be one here that doesn't know you, would this morning be the service in which they surrender all? Dear God, we'll give you all the praise, all the honor and glory, for we ask these things in the precious, holy, blood-stained name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated. Now here in these few short verses, what we see is Jesus is telling them that he's not going to be around forever. But there will be one coming that will be there forever, the Comforter, or what we would know to be as the Holy Spirit. And how that will abide with us from now until the day of his coming. The Comforter shall never leave us. And the first thing that came to my mind when I read these scriptures, there's a couple of verses that stuck out. Here he's kind of giving them some farewell encouragement. But he starts this section off in verse 15 with, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, oftentimes this word love is just thrown around in this area or that area and not for what it truly means. See, love is not some ooey-gooey feeling that we get. If that be the only love, a feeling that we get, then most of us wouldn't love anybody half the time because our feelings change on a regular basis. But love is an action word. Love is what we do to prove it. And here, if we are to prove our love to the Lord, to God himself, then it's as simple as keeping his commandments. Although that's not always that simple. We have pride, selfish desires, and you fill in the blank with anything else that contends. Our flesh contends with what we want to do because we know we should, and then what we actually do because of what we want to do, giving in to our flesh. So first off, we see the responsibility of the Christian. Keep my commandments. Now, it's one thing to say that you love the Lord. Anybody can say that you love the Lord. But if I were to ask you just to review this week alone on what you've done for God, could you honestly stand there and say that you love God because of your actions of this week alone? I'm sure we have moments, but we all fail because we are just sinful creatures. Love towards God is not a feeling, it's an action. Something that we have to do, something that we have to do on a regular basis. Keeping His commandments does not only consist of getting up and maybe going into prayer or doing our devotions or any of the other things that we do on a regular basis. But with keeping ourselves, maybe our attitudes. Has anybody ever read the Bible in the wrong attitude? And then when you got finished, you know it really didn't do any good for you. But you could say that you read your Bible that day. Attitude is a big deal. And oftentimes we don't have a very good one. So we see the responsibility of the Christian is to keep His commandments. And if we drop down to verse 21, we see the reward of the Father. Now you're going to have to hang in there with me for a minute on this one, okay? But it says in verse 21, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now we all know that God loves everybody. He loves the sinner. He loves the saint. And as we know, sinners are not keeping God's commandments, but He still loves them. What it's talking about in this passage when it talks about, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, the Father and the Son will take pleasure in loving us. I thought of it in the sense of, if you've got your child one day that is trying really, really hard to do what they need to do, it's easy to love them. It's a pleasure to love them. Makes you want to go above and beyond for them. But you come to that other day when that child ain't listening. And sometimes you just want to jerk them up by the back of the neck and just straighten them out real good. Doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you don't love them any less. But taking pleasure in that love. And it's no different with God the Father and God the Son. They take pleasure in that love whenever we keep His commandments. You ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels and you can't find God anywhere? Listen to what the last part of verse 21 says. And will manifest myself to him. What he's saying here is, those that keep my commandments, I will make myself known unto them. I will show myself unto them. I will do this unto them. And it all comes by keeping his commandments. Oftentimes, when we find ourselves in the struggles and situations of life and we wonder where God is, if we were to carefully trace it back, then oftentimes we'll find it's our fault because we have walked away in that moment because we are not allowing Him to manifest Himself in the way that He wants to. See, it's never a problem with God. God wants to love us. God wants to give unto us. God wants to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. That's what His desire is. We are the ones that are always the issue. So we see the responsibility of the Christian. We see the reward of the Father. He takes pleasure in loving us and will show Himself to us. We see the repentance that is required. See, oftentimes the reason we can't find God in our lives for certain people in certain situations is because you've never met Him. Notice what it says in verse 17. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. Your problem with knowing the God, it may not be a commandment issue. It may be a confession issue. You may have not ever truly accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if we haven't, yes, like we've already stated, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall love him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He loves sinners. But if we haven't accepted him, if we haven't called unto him, if we haven't admitted that we are lost and undone in our sins and confess that Jesus paid it all, he was crucified, then buried, and rose again on the third day. If we haven't accepted that and him as our personal Lord and Savior, we'll never get peace from the Comforter. We'll never get anything outside of a sinner's debt. And if we've never accepted him, if you've never accepted him, then all you can do is at the end of your life die and pay for your own sins in a place called hell. Now, as of right now, you still have an option. You still have a choice because you are breathing. You are sitting here today. The gospel is being preached before you. So you have a choice as of right now. What are you going to do with it? We see the repentance that is required. The Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. Ephesians 2:8, 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. By faith we must come to him. By faith we must accept him. And then by faith we must live and keep his commandments. If the musician would come. It really matters right now what you do with these next couple of minutes. Maybe you're that saint. You know beyond a shadow of a doubt you've been saved. You know beyond a shadow of a doubt if you were to die today that you would go to heaven. But you're doing what you want to do with your life. We're ignoring his commandments. We're ignoring his truth. And it's all about us. We'll never see God's true manifestation in our lives unless we keep his commandments. Or maybe you're on the opposite end of that. Maybe for the first time you just realized that you're on your way to hell. I've got good news for you. You're in the right place. There's people here that love you. One thing I have always been able to say about this church, it loves people. No matter what, it loves people. You want to know how I know? Because it loves me. And there was a time in my life I was the worst of the worst of the worst. And they never stopped loving me. So even if it is your first day, you've never darkened these doors before. There's a church here that loves you. There's a church here that cares about your soul. There's a church here that wants to see God do something mighty in your life. But when it comes down to it, it's your choice. God's a gentleman. He will not force anyone to accept his son. Neither can we. It's a personal decision. If everyone would stand with your heads bowed and your eyes closed.